Today is the beginning of the last week. Beginning of the last week of Tashana and Zion. Today is the final Thursday of the year. Some Sfaranim make the suggestion that during the last week of the year, perhaps one can, Kabbalistically or just from a practical standpoint, if it's an opportunity to misakein that week throughout the year. In other words, the last Friday morning perhaps is an opportunity to do Friday morning the way you wish you would have done Friday morning throughout Tav Shana Zayin. To do Friday morning right. The last Matzah Shabbos is a way to do Matzah Shabbos right. At the very least, if not al derech HaKabbalah, the very least is that material is not accessible to me. But it is from a point of view of practical tshuva strategics. The opportunity as you go through the final week to consider in your routine, like how different parts could have been done, could have been made more ideal. How different parts of your weekly schedules or the weekly flow could be improved and enhanced, and to already give it a dry run. During this final week of Tav Shana and Zayin, in preparation for the weeks of Tav Shana and Ches to come. This is already very much in the zone of Rosh Hashanah. Obviously, were Rosh Hashanah to have fallen out a different day of the week, we were this close to Rosh Hashanah, we might already be saying Slichas. So I thought it might be valuable in opening up our limud of Ramban La Torah, which we talked about yesterday, hopefully the opportunity to broaden and deepen and add new dimensions to the way in which we look at Chumash, and add a new dimension to our Iyun into Torah Hashem. The Rambam in his Perish HaMishnayos, whenever he quotes a pasuk, often he quotes a pasuk from Chumash in the context of explaining and interpreting a Mishnah, he'll introduce it by the words in the original Arabic. It's Kel Allah, Amar Hashem, God said, whatever the pasuk is, and not necessarily it could be like Halachik Pesukim. Hashvius Tishmateno Natashta. I'll say Amar Hashem Tishmateno Natashta. So it's like a reminder. This is the word of Kadosh Baruch Hu, a mediated word of Kadosh Baruch Hu. So as we begin, hopefully this cycle of the course of the coming year of deepening our appreciation of and deepening our approach to learning Divrei Hashem. So I thought perhaps in general it's going to be rooted in the Parashat Shavua. I thought Likras Rosh Hashanah, maybe we would open up with some of the comments of the Ramban on the Parsha of Rosh Hashanah and Chumash, which is primarily in Parshas Emor. Three major Parshas, Hamoedim and Chumash. Shabbos appears many times throughout Chumash Shmos. Yom Tovim appear somewhat in Chumash Shmos, but the three primary presentations of Yom Tovim are in one in Vayikra, one in Bamidbar, and one in Devarim, Parshas Amar, Parshas Pinchas, and Parshas Re'eh. Loosely speaking, obviously the plain of exception is, but loosely speaking, Amar is often the laning of the first days of Yom Tov. Loosely speaking, Re'eh is often the laning of the last days of Yom Tov. And Pinchas is the maftir of every day that you have a Musaf, except for Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, Yom Tov, and Chol Hamoed, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. As Pinchas records the Musafim, because the focus of the laning in Pinchas obviously is not exclusively but predominantly the Musafim. That's why that becomes the Maftir. There is some discussion about Yom Tovim also, particularly Shem Kippur, but predominantly about the Musafim. Re'eh is predominantly about Aliyah L'Regel. The focus on the Yom Tovim that are the Shalosh Regalim, and Emor, which we're going to dive into right now, the focus is on the Mitzvah Hayom. And that's why, as we said the other day, we were starting Masechah Sukkah. That's why the Psukim about Lulav and Sukkah, their primary address is Parshas Emor. A couple of Psukim earlier, Psukim go more or less in order, chronological order, more or less. couple of Psukim earlier, the Torah talks about Rosh Hashanah. and there in Parakhav Gimel Pasuk Chavdalet, Ramban has two major comments. We'll see if we get to both today, or maybe we'll hold off on one, perhaps, bleed out it for next week. The second one is specific to shofar. The first one is actually general, but a term that the Torah uses in describing Rosh Hashanah, and a term that's very relevant for Rosh Hashanah and for other days that description. Take a look here, please. Parakhav Gimel Pasuk Chavdalet in Vayikra. Yelochem Shabbosom. Chumash says, the first day of the seventh month, the first day of Tishrei, it's going to be a Shabbaton. What's a Shabbaton? It's going to be a Shabbaton. It's going to be a Shabbaton. Zichron Trua. Whatever that is. Zichron Trua. It means discussing the blowing the shofar. That means remembering blowing the shofar, remembering that comes from blowing the shofar. So the second major comment of the Ramban is, well, what does Zichron Trua mean? Pretty important. First question is, what's the Shabbaton? I mean, you know what a Shabbaton is, but what the Chumash Bible says, Roshana is a Shabbaton. Roshana is a Shabbaton. What is that? Says the Rabbi, excuse me, Sheyeh Yom Shavisa Lanuach Bo. Shabbaton means it's a day for being Shabbos. It's a Shabbaton, it's a day of Shvisa, and also Zichron Trum. Now, if you look at it with a halachic eye, so he says, Amar Rabbi Seinu, Shabbaton Asehu. That term is a mitzvah saseh. There are mitzvahs lo saseh, but not doing. The Torah says, don't do malacha on this day, yantar, don't do malacha on that day, yantar, don't do malacha on Shabbos. Shabbaton is a mitzvah saseh. Okay. And that's why Chazir says, points as Chazal go on to say, Yevamos and elsewhere, Hineha Osem malacha biyotar over belav haseh. Shabbos bo, Mekai Masa. No one tells us that Malach Shabbos, Malach Yom Tov is an Asay B'Lav. If I violate Chil Shabbos, Chil Yom Tov, I perform Malach on Shabbos Yom Tov, obviously Malach Yom Tov in a way that's not mutter under the rubric of Ochel Nefesh, so then I violate a Lav, Los Asakom Malach, and I also violate an Asay of Shabbos Yom Tov. Okay, I wasn't Shabbos. And then, like presuming, like the Torah says, "Kol Sefer Torah Tochelu." Pasuk Chumash, counted by the Rambam as one of the 248 mitzvahs. Say, "Kol Sefer Torah Tochelu," to eat kosher birds. What does that mean? It means also to be a vegetarian. It means the mitzvah every day, once a day, every day you should have a mixture of chicken, either for lunch or for supper. So have shawarma, you're safe. What does that mean? Mitzvah say. Did you eat chicken yet today? Zvizu Magdim La Mitzvahs. What is this? Yesterday. You're not going to fulfill the mitzvah of eating chicken before Chatzos? Mevatel Zvizu Magdim La Mitzvahs. At this time of the year, the savings time, you could get lunch before Chatzos. So what does it mean? Yeah. Yeah, that's a good question. A little bit of a side point, but a good point nonetheless. So there are several, I think, Karen Orr and others point out that the default. It's actually a fascinating question. It comes up in tefillin also. What's exactly the mitzvah of tefillin? So a comment that several posts can make is that when the Torah doesn't specify the period of a mitzvah, how frequently that mitzvah is supposed to be, how frequently is that mitzvah obligatory? So the default period of a mitzvah is daily. It doesn't come up that often. It may come up by tefillin. It may come up by tefillah, because the Rambam is of the opinion, not everyone agrees with him, Rambam disagrees, the Rambam is of the opinion that tefillah b'chol yom is a mitzvah d'oraisa. La'avdach, when the Sifrei has a drasha, la'avdach b'chol levavchem. Sifrei is quoted, I believe, in Maseches Tanis. So you should be familiar with this. Right? The Gemara says, why do you to be over Hashem with your lave? How you over God with your lave? Over that question, right? Bring carbonos with my hands. I shake a wool with my hands. How am I over Hashem with my lave? So Gemara says, Ezel Avod Hashem with the lave. What sort of avodah happens within? So Gemara says, of course, it's called the Sifrei, Tefillah. So the Rambam takes that to be a drasha Gemara Deraisa, not a drasha, Pashup Shana Pasuk. He says, that's one of the Tariag Mitzvahs. Tefillah. Tefillah is, aside from reaching out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Be'ez Tzara, Rambam says, regular tefillah, on a regular basis, that is a mitzvah aseh min haTorah. Everyone agrees that tefillah is meaningful min haTorah. The question is it obligatory min haTorah? Rambam says, yes, it's a chiyu tefillah min haTorah. The Rambam goes on to say, if you can hilchus tefillah, to daven three times a day, that's a chiyu drabah. I don't know, Malach makes reference to it, Daniel describes daven three times a day. It's a very ancient idea, but there's no chiyu d'oraisa daven three times a day. He says that is a chiyu drabanan, when I told him a chiyu daven once a day, every day. Question is, where did that come from? Well, no, positive to what? Of the Avdo, B'chol Vav, Chem, B'chol Yom. So where does it come from? But tefillin. So it seems as though, and then the other sources also, that the default frequency of the mitzvah is the once a day, every day. So that's why I would say that if the mitzvah eat chicken, well, once a day, every day, it counts as a mitzvah. But again, we're all sort of scratching our heads here. So the clue actually comes in the next line here. He goes on to say, Hashoveis bo mekayim aseh. And if you rest, you also fulfill an aseh. Meaning, what he's alluding to is that mitzvahs aseh come in two flavors. It could be really what we would think of as a mitzvah, a kiyum, mekayim mitzvah, I accomplish a mitzvah, I put on tefillin, I gave tzedakah. I sat in the sukkah, I brought a karva, I was friendly to another Jew, I was mekayim mitzvah aseh. I fulfilled the mitzvah aseh. I performed something. But aseh really is a quote. Say and lo ta'aseh. Do and don't do. They're really in quotes. A mitzvah's aseh versus a mitzvah's los aseh is a mitzvah which the Torah phrases as do versus a mitzvah which the Torah phrases as don't, do not. Aseh versus los aseh has to do with the language of the pasuk, as opposed to a kiyum versus an iser, that has to do with conceptually, is this something I'm fulfilling or something I'm supposed to avoid? Prohibition. So, you can have typically we think of mitzvah aseh as a kiyum aseh. Usually the Torah says, put on tefillin. When I put on tefillin, I perform the mitzvah. The Torah says, love other Jews. When I love other Jews, I fulfill the mitzvah. But everyone said, the Torah says, eat chicken. It doesn't mean that you perform something, that you fulfill something by eating chicken. It's an iser aseh. It's the Torah's way of saying eat kosher birds is a way of saying eat only kosher birds. There's no kiyum in eating chicken. Maybe eating chicken on Shabbos. There's other kiyum, but there's no kiyum of kosher Torah or tochelu when you eat chicken. But if I eat eagle, then I have violated that mitzvah saseh. To mitzvah saseh, because it's phrased positive, the language in Chumash is positive. Eat this, but the implication is really eat only this. If you want to eat chicken, if you want to eat poultry, eat kosher poultry. So then with that, that's a very important categories of thought. And there is, by the way, just to fill out the picture, there's a third pair of ideas also here, which is also similar, not the same, and that is kumbase. This is shade, the alpas. The language that Gemara uses in different places, is it a get up and do, or a sit and don't do? In other words, is it, am I called upon to be active or passive? Usually these line up. Like, the Torah says, ukshartam li'osayidecha, tie the tefillin on your arm, and that's an aseh, the language. It is conceptually a kiyum, if I wear tefillin, mekayim, I've fulfilled the mitzvah, and it's a konvaseh, because to do the mitzvah, I have to actively put the tefillin on. And usually, a low tasa is also an iser and a shayv al tasa. The Torah says, don't eat pork. So that's phrased as a low. It is an iser, conceptually. I'm forbidden to eat that type of food. And what I'm supposed to do is passively not eat it. Usually they line up, but every once in a while they don't. So for instance, The Torah says, don't leave over Karban Pesach meat until the next morning. You've got to finish everything up by the Seder. Can't have any leftovers of the Karban Pesach. So the Torah says, lo so siri min amad boker. Do not leave it over. That's a lo saseh, the language is low. It is an iser. There is a mitzvah also to eat Karban Pesach, but this pasuk can tell me it's a violation, it's a prohibition to leave over. But it's a... I violate B'Shev Al Tas. And the right thing to do is to actively eat it. I can violate it passively. Okay. And now let's come back here. Rabban said something with that in mind. Number one, we appreciate what called Sipur Torah Tochel means. Despite the fact that Rabban got a little upset. Rabban counted that way, but it's not Pashat Shai, that's what the Rabban was trying to say. He didn't mean it's a kiyum to eat chicken. He meant it's an iser, but it's phrased as an asay. And mitzvah also has to do with the phraseology. What the Ramban is saying here is something fascinating. Now you take a look at the opening line or two here. He said, one second. He said something interesting. He said, if I do malacha on Shav, on Yom Tov, so then I violate a law and also violate an asay. Okay. So there's an isser law and there's an isser asay. But like called Chibur Tarot Tov Eil, Shabbos. But then he says, one second, there's something more than that. Because if I'm shoving on the kayim asay. If I succeed in avoiding malacha, if I succeed in avoiding tarfus, I was not makayim anything. But if I succeed in getting through all of Yom Tov, all of Shabbos, but I haven't done malacha, I've been makayim in that. I sidestepped problems. I actually have a kiyum of, I did a shvisa. That's very fascinating. And he goes on to say, and I'll take some questions, how broadly should we apply this? Baal daitam. According to the approach of Chazal, Hamo Ados, Kulam Hukshus El Zeh, that Yom and Tovim are connected. Lo Kilo Nemach Shabbosam B'Chagam Atzos Lo Batzaris. If you look at the Chumash slowly and carefully, these are the things we often tend to filter out. Ah, Shabbosam B'Chagam, whatever, all those words. Yeah, something. Okay, just go on. Don't think one second. It means something. You don't have time now, I can see everything. The word, the question, what does B'Chagam Kodesh mean? Rabban talks about that elsewhere. Well, the Shabbos Omi, that's talks about here now. He says, where is it repeated? The truth is, if you look through Chumash Lulim carefully, he says, Rabban, you're not going to find Shabbos Omi in reference to Pesach or Shavuos. Rosh Hashanah is called a Shabbos Omi. Is that? But there's a Hekesh that Chazal have. Okay. Let's read the Mechilta that he quotes, and then I want to hear some questions. With Mechilta Ra'isi, here, number 81. With Mechilta Ra'isi, the Parashat HaChodesh, what is... Who or what is the mechilta? You eat it? You convert it?
It's a
Tana'itic work. Tana'itic work, perhaps, yes. The Medrash Alach HaShmos. The Medrash Alach HaShmos, what's Medrash?
Yeah.
Maybe.
You know.
If it's Medrash Alach, then it's
the thing that tells the stories.
Yeah? What is that? What's Medrash? The Medrash is Torah Shval Peh, organized as Mishnayos, and by extension Gemara and Tosafta is Torah Shval Peh organized in topical order, loosely speaking. It's in principle, it's organized by topic. And sometimes there's digression. Gemara is conversation, so conversations by definition move from thing to thing and from idea to idea. But the organizational scheme is thematic, it's topical. This is where we're talking about Shabbos, and this is where we're talking about Pesach, and this is where we're talking about Nezek, and this is where we're talking about Karban Mincha. Whereas Medrash is where you have sometimes the same material, but organized al Seder Apsukim instead of al Seder and Yanim. Which is why you could have... Now, when we think of Medrash, you often think of Midrash Agada, which is why you said stories. Agada involves a lot of stories. Many Sifrei Medrash are Agada, but there are also many of the most ancient Sifrei Medrash that go back to Tanam early Amaram are actually halachic midrashim. Oftentimes we come across them secondhand. There'll be snippets of Mechilta, which is the Medrash Halacha on Shmos, or Sifra, the Medrash Halacha on Vayikra, or Sifrei, which is the Medrash Halacha on the Midrash Dvarim, where often there'll be snippets quoted in the Gemara. As a matter of fact, if you see a Braisa, the Gemara quotes a Braisa, and it starts with a Pasuk and then comments, that's your giveaway, that's Medrash. That's the style. Quote upon, like, we're used to it from like, you know, Rashi. A dir maso, and then a kavi. A dir maso, and a kavi. That's the way he got that from the style of the Tanam Namaraim in the Midrashim. So on Shmos, Vayikra, Bamidbar, Dvarim, they're predominantly Midrashei Halacha. And then Bereishis, the Bereishis Rabbah, is probably around the same, it also goes back to the Tanam Rav Yamaran, and but that's a larger Marashan Gadda because Bereishis is largely Agada. So here you have a Mechilta. So you have the ancient Medrash on Shmos. There's more than one Mechilta, okay? There were multiple Tanam. Different schools of Tanam make different Midrashim, but on Shmos you always call it Mechilta.
Mechilta Reisi Parash Chodesh. If you look at the Mechilta in Parashas Bo, which Martem has a Yom HaZeh, keep this day. Lama Nehmer. But it's hard to say, be Shomer this day. Why? It already said, Kam Malacha Lo Yeh Sefer. It already said, Allah, don't Malacha should be done. But then it goes on to say, keep this day with Kagan. Ein Lo Tvar Shem Shem Malacha. Ah! That only tells me things which are Malacha. The Torah says, no Malacha should be done, if you can't do Malacha. But things which are shavus usually is a term we use to mean a didra banan, the area of Hilchos Shabbos. I know you can't violate shavusim. Talmud Lomah or Shmartem as a Yom HaZeh. That added pasuk, keep this day. Lahavi devar m'shem shavus. That includes not only malacha but even shavus. They said, oh, actually maybe Chol Moed is the same. Yachav Chol Moed Yehaser Mishum Shavus. I didn't know saying. Maybe it should be true in Chol Moed. Talmud Lomah Yom Rishon Shabbos. No, the first day is a Shabbos, but Chol Moed is not. That's why there's either no or less on level of Dereisa of an Yisra Malach and Chol Moed than on Yemim Tov. Okay. So far what do you have? Should we stop the questions? So far I said, okay, I have this fascinating word. I didn't see it by Pesach. I didn't see it by Shavuos. But now I come to Rosh Hashanah, and there's this Shabbosom. What's the Shabbosom? Is it up? Well, he says, Chazal seems to understand. That's in the Saseh. Now, the logical question you might already ask, even before seeing that Mechilta, is what's added by having a Mitzvah Seh? I mean, you can't do Malacha, okay? But what does it mean? Do you have a Kimas? And just by not doing Malacha, I did something. Okay, I kept Shabbos. So you wonder whether there's something more going on. And then you have this Mechilta. The Mechilta is really, really strange, as Rabban is about to point out. But you tell me what your question is. Question? Or some kind of question? Someone here? And before for a question? No?
Oh, yeah. So what's in all these three categories, what's Shabbason?
Oh, so Shabbason is an essay, clearly. It's hard to say, don't do this. But now, yeah. Rabban seems to be saying it's both an Isser and a Kiyum. Because he said, if you did Malacha, you violated both the Lavos Asa Malacha and this Asay. But then he goes on to say, you're Mekayim. If you didn't do Malacha, you're Mekayim. It clearly it's a Shabbos passive, but by passively not doing Malacha, you conceptually performed something. You did Shabbos, not in a pejorative sense. You did something. Why?
What's the
Shavuos is also identical to Shabbos.
That's what you're saying?
Oh, so the Mechilta sounds like Shavuos, the Pasuk of Mishmartem, or perhaps Pasuk of Shabbos, which is aligning with that, is the Mechilta said, is the reason why you cannot perform a Shavuos. So after I'm based on Mikdash, you're allowed to do the Shavuos. And really, because Ein Shavuos Mikdash, because Shavuos Nar Drabanan. And Chazal, when they made these Din Drabanan on Shabbos, they typically did not apply them in a way that would get in the way of what goes on in Beis HaMikdash. Which is a way of phrasing a larger question, which I understand. I thought Shavuos means a Din Drabanan. So then, why are we darshaning from the Pasuk? Which is exactly, maybe we should call you Moshe Bachman. Because we're made a Moshe by Nachman. That's exactly that question. V'hine yidrushu shabbason lishbos bo legamri afil midvar m'she'enon me'avot molach v'tol v'seh. He says it's clear that the Tanaim of the Mechilta are saying that this broader mitzvah say type terminology is expanding
our lifestyle on our limitations on Shabbos Yontif beyond merely the Lamatas, Malachas, and the Ritolos. Avalonis barely is it, but I don't know, it's not clear to me how this is supposed to work. She'im Torma Shua Asmachta. If this is not a real Drasha Gemura, but this is just a mnemonic device that Chazal wants us to remember this Din Rabbanan, so, oh, it sounds as though the Pasuk is saying that. If it's merely Asmachta, Matam Shiyomer B'loshen Hazeh. Why are they phrasing it? Why are they phrasing it in this way? Kishvus b'lashonam ne'amar la'olam al-shal derbeim. You have to know, what I mentioned before, the shvus is a terminology that Chazal used for a din drabanan in the area of Shabbos. So shvus is drabanan. But then you're darshanin, drabanan. I mean, it's not a real drasha, but it sounds like this is a real mamash drasha. How come you have this pasuk? This pasuk is here only to teach you this. So what's going on? How does a drasha dorais generate a din drabanan? You would not, if the sometimes the Midrash Halacha will present asmachtas, according to Bali Atosis, the Midrash Halacha often present asmachtas. But you wouldn't use this language of how do I know this is aser from this pasuk? That sounds like a real drush. You say, how do I know you can't do it? Minai, where'd it come from? But to say, but that could have gone either way. But the Medrash is so dramatic. The Medrash said, Eini ala malacha. But how would things there, Mishmash was minayin, Talmud Lomar, is it very built up? It really sounds like we're talking about a real Drasha Gemur. What's going on? And this question, solving this question, can get us to an appreciation of the term Shabbason. And the truth is, a whole new dimension of Hilcha Shabbos and Yontif and of Halacha in general. Fasten your seatbelts, and here we go. And nearly, we are, if you lost the spot, please jump back in. Seven lines from the bottom page, Kuf, Nun Aleph, first page. Seven lines from the very first word, the very beginning of the line, the Nira. The nearly Rabban says, you know what I think this means? Shamedrish Hazel Lomar, what this Medrish is trying to say, is should it stavinu min haTorah lihyos lanu menucha b'yom tov, afilu midvarim she'enim alach. Yes, there is a mitzvah doraisa to avoid even those things which are not lamentas malachas. What does that mean? You can't do anything in Shabbos? Can't breathe? Sit in one place? What's the rubric? What's the category? So he says, and why? It's not malach. He says, Lo shi yitrach kol hayom limdod atruz v'lushko aperes ad matabas. And you can't just say, well, I'm not going to do malacha, but I'm going to spend all day on measuring my produce. I'm a farmer, so I can't harvest on Shabbos, but I can measure, I can box it. I could package and bottle the gamma avanami bias, the bias in Malcolm. I'm gonna move around my kalim, I'm gonna move around construction materials, I'll do trucking, heavy duty work, but technically Rabban says if you had a city which is Rosh Hashayachim, she's defined as the wall and the doors are locked at night, it's based on the Gemara. So they have a city with a proper Eruv, in our terminology. So then you omsin al chamorim, and you could be loading up your donkeys. Va'af yayin, va'anavim, va'teinim, chol masya v'yubi yom tov, you'll be carrying packages. V'yashuk ma'al chol mekachum imkar. The markets are open for normal business. V'tia chanos psucha. Stores are open. Shabbos Yontif. V'achen v'ni makif. And the storekeeper's extending credit. What's that code from? Chanos Pesucha, achen v'ni makif? Ba'mesechta, Mishnayos? No? Chanos Pesucha, achen v'ni makif. It doesn't appear in Mishnayos in the context of Shabbos Yontif. But if you have a poetic ear, you should notice that obviously Ramban, with his sense of literary beauty, borrowed a turn of phrase from Pirkei Avos. Remember that mashal? The world is like this big marketplace, and they're extending credit, and at the same time, like a lot going on, and you're taking, you're giving, and you have to earn, right? They borrowed that here. Because you imagine, Shabbos, Yom Tov, the whole town can be bustling. Basically, business as usual. Technically, I'm not violating a melach. Hashulchanim al shulchanim. The money changers are working. Everyone's rolling. Hazuhuven lefkeim. With all the money laid out, and they're exchanging. Viupolim ashkim lemelachtan. And workers get up early in the morning. Maskirim asmu kachol. It's varameil lebekosven. And you'll go get a day laborers will show up not to hard pick fruits, not to plow, but do all these other things. So Shabbos Yom Tov, the days that instead of doing your plowing and your planting, those are the days you're doing the packaging. Those are the days you're doing non malacha work. For Hutra Yom Tov Ma'elu, I feel a Shabbos Atzma. Shebechol Zed, turning the page, Ein Behem Mishum Malacha. He says, if all we had was Lo Sasaka Malacha, then the sketch I just gave you is totally fine. No one's doing any malacha. Certainly not malacha daraisa. What's wrong? Buying and selling is just an gzeir drabanan, gzeir mishum kosev. Handling money, muksa, is gzeir drabanan. Minat Torah. I'll avoid malachas. There's plenty of other work to do that's not anyone lama tzatz malachas. Business as usual. Is that okay? The Minotaur is totally fine. It's Midrabanan, can. It happens to be the Midrabanan that are worried about shopping because you're going to end up having receipts. Because they're going to ship and they ask their muksa. So, Mamela, is that what it is? Mamela, when all the dust has settled, they've always needed Rabbanan, so now we be very, very different than Shabbos. The Minotaur is all fine. Says Ramban, absolutely not. He says, it's not a violation of Sasaka Malacha. I'm not doing Malacha. It is, however, a violation of Shabbosom. That's why Rebbein Shalom added an additional mitzvah Shabbosom. Sheyiyeh yom shvisa umenucha lo yom Torah. That it should be a day of resting, a peaceful day, rather than a day of being busy with stuff. A day of exertion. To exert myself is not a violation of Malacha. But if I change the character of the day, I've violated Shabbos. And I don't think you find this terminology very often. He says, "Vizehu peirush tov v'yafa." I think this is a really nice shot. I think this is a really great shot. So what he just did is, number one, now we understand, going back to the question with which he opened, we understand what the significance of your Mekayim and Aseh. And what have I done? Just by not doing Malacha? He says, no. Just not doing Malacha, that alone is not a key of a Shabbos. It's when I don't do Malacha and I also what? I keep not only the letter of the law of Lo Sasaka Malacha, but I keep also the spirit of the law. If I actually build off of the skeleton of the Lamentas Malachas to make this into a day of menucha by refraining from other things also, which will also get in the way of it being a day of menucha. So then, not only have I successfully avoided, sidestepped, violating Lo Sasaka Malacha, but actually fulfilled the mitzvah. I kept Shabbos. I rested on Shabbos. Because I did Shabbos as a Shabbos dik a day. Shabbos dik is, a quote for the Ramban, a concept in the Torah. That's Shabbos own. And the Mechilta, problem number two, what's with that Mechilta? Remember, I said Mechilta said, Dvar Mishim Shavus is based on the Aseh. So he said, Ramban said, Shavus. Shavus means Drabanaj. I mean, there's a pasuk that tells me that I can't go shopping on Yom Tov and Shabbos. There's a pasuk that tells me I shouldn't write with my left hand. Really? I understand. Is it Shavuos or is it Daraisa? The truth is, the Rabban didn't directly answer it, But there's a Magid Mishnah in Hilchos Shabbos Perek Chaf Aleph Halacha Aleph who does. And that's clearly what the Rambam is driving at. Because the Rambam opens Perek Aleph Hilchos Shabbos with Lav Lo Sa'as Lekam Halacha. He opens, and then he proceeds over the next 20 Prakim to work his way through certain general principles about Malacha, and then work through every single one of the Lam Tes Malachas. All the derises of all the Lam Tes Malachas, Avos and Tavos. Perchof Aleph, he opens by saying, the Torah also has a mitzvah say, Tishbos, Shabbosom. And Lefikach, Chazal made Gzeres Drabanan, enact all sorts of Din Drabanan, and then he goes through the Isurin Drabanan of Choresh, and the Isurin Drabanan of Zareya, and the Isurin Drabanan of Kotz, for several Prakim. So the Magid Mishnah says, huh? I missed something. You started with the Pasuk, and now you're going to Drabanan. The Pasuk says Tishbaz, the Pasuk says Shabbosan, a mitzvah say, therefore, you have only Din Drabanan. Magid Mishnah doesn't understand. The Torah says Drabanan. What's going on? The Magid Mishnah says, Rambam. It's Rambam. The Rambam agrees Rambam. You need to do something to make sure that your day is actually Shabbosic. If you're just technically avoiding all Lam Tes Malachas, but your day is weekday, it's Vachadik, you didn't violate Los Hazakam Malacha, but you were also not Makayim Tishbos or Shabbosan or whichever term the positive you see as this mitzvah. So he said, look, min haTorah, every Jew could have figured out what sorts of things he's going to do to make sure to keep Shabbos, a Shabbos take a day. Just like min haTorah, we have to daven every day, says the Rambam, but I could decide what exactly I want to say in my tefillah. Midrabban Chazal came along and said, we wanted to mekayim the mitzvah of tefillah with Shmona Esrei, or at least with Shmona Esrei. There's a specific way, Chazal designated a specific way of all the ways that could have fulfilled the mitzvah say of tefillah, do this, choose this one. All the ways I could have benched, I could use many different formula. It says, I can make my own Birkas HaMazon in the Torah. But Chazal said, Jabban, I got do the mitzvah say of mitzvah d'oraisa of benching this way. So it says in Magid Mishnah, that's what's going on here. If mitzvah say of Shabbosom, how do I do it? What do I add to my day in order to make sure it's Shabbos day? Min haTorah, it could be a lot of different options of, you know, things I could add on to make sure it's Shabbos day. But Midrabanan, Chazal came along and said, at the very least, you got to keep these Drabanans, but by keeping those Drabanans, by avoiding Muksa and not going shopping, and it's not just I avoid Yisur Drabanan, that's a way, and that's the Chazal mandated way, to avoid Drabanan. That's a way to fulfill Mitzvah Raisa of Tishbos of Shabbos. And that's what the Rabban, presumably what the Rabbana said also. Yeah, Tvarmashim Shavuot, those are specific examples of things to do, of additional disciplines, additional systems that you're going to adopt so that you end up fulfilling the mitzvah d'oraisa. There's one more point. Rabban first takes some questions. No.
So, why can you say that same story for the first question that the Rabban didn't
want? What do you mean?
The Rabban said,
correct. Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. That's pshat. He said, what's going on in this mechilta? I'm saying, according to Pasuk, and then it's Rabbanu. So I think, that's what I'm saying. That the Rabban doesn't directly here answer the question, explain, or take you back and explain how this Yisod answers the question, but the Magid Mishnah does. It's the same problem with the Rambam, and the same solution. In other words, yes, these specifics are Rabbanu, and could, because, I mean, at Torah, I could have chosen a different set of specifics to fulfill Shabbosom, or Ushmartim. But whichever pasuk you see as being that I say. But the point is, but when you keep these drabanans, it's not just that you're avoiding violation of a din drabanan. This is the drabanan mandated way of fulfilling the derisa. Yeah, question. You've been waiting very patiently.
Is that anything that's should be a complete
derisa? Well, yes and no. Meaning, on a case by case, globally it's derisa, but locally it's drabanan. By which I mean, the net result of spending a day avoiding muksa and avoiding shopping and avoiding doing malach malach yad, the net result is going to be from someone's misasay deraisa. But at any one moment, I'm trying to figure out if to any one instance of moving muksa, any one instance of doing malach malach yad is purely a violation of drabanan, which is why I can, there are kulas that would apply. Now, let's say mishum for in the situation of cholish ein bo sakana. No pikuach nefesh. Guy has a flu, right? Or someone has total laryngitis. Tiny loss of voice. Can't function normally. Whatever it is, person sick, he's sick in bed. Otherwise, he's not able to function normally. There's not no sakana. Chol she'en bo sakana. So chol she'en bo sakana, we allow certain drabanans. We allow near lenachri. We allow some other drabanans. But tzar chol she'en bo sakana. Why? Because only drabanans. So b'makom tzar lo gazer, b'makom choli lo gazer. Aitzer deraisa. No. I mean, if you spend your whole day doing stuff, then you're going to end up ruining Shabbos. But basically, I kept the drabanans. There's one instance or one set of instances where I violated drabanans. All I did is violate. As I'm saying, the net result of keeping all drabanans is Shabbos. But any local specific instance is only drabanans.
It's really similar to the Nostasra.
This is just on a case by case basis. It's just drabanan. Correct. Yeah. Yeah. No. Absolutely vague. Absolutely vague. It is absolutely vague. Absolutely. It might be hard for us to clearly delineate when that happens. But because it's qualitatively defined. And that really brings us to the last larger point of this Ramban, which I believe he does not make here. But he does make elsewhere. Which is that there are two other times in Chumash where Ramban is a very similar take. Two other psukim, Ramban says, this pasuk is telling me to keep the spirit of the law. Kedoshim Tiyu, the famous Ramban, and Vasisa Yashar Atov. And open pasuk Kedoshim, have to be holy. What does that mean? And so Rashi understands it means specifically Kedusha in the area of sexual propriety. Ramban says he thinks it's much broader than that. It's to live a refined life. To not live a life which is technically everything is kosher, but my life is totally off from the values of halacha. I'm living a gluttonous life. I'm living a debased life. But technically nothing is treif. He says, I didn't violate the other lavin, but I violated the mitzvah of kosher to you. And he said, Vasisa Yashar V'Hatov in Chumash Dvar. To do that which is right and good. Well, what does that mean? So Chazal actually sometimes said, there's certain things, if I'm selling my house, I have a piece of land, a piece of farmland, maybe I have residential property, and it's for sale, I'm moving, I'm selling it. And there are two bidders, two potential buyers. One is my next door neighbor. The other one is some guy from who does not own adjacent land. Obviously the land is worth more, so the person who's already, the land will be worth more together with the adjacent piece. It means more for the neighbor than for anyone else. Because the guy who doesn't live nearby, this house, that house, doesn't make that much of a difference. But for the neighbor, certainly if you're a farmer or if you're looking to develop real estate, the proximity matters. So that's what we call bar metzora. It's the din of bar metzora. The person who shares a border with me, shares a meitzar. So the Gemara says, based on Vasisa Yashar HaTov, it's wrong for me to sell it to the non-neighbor, unless assuming the bids are equal. Look, the guy who's not my neighbor is offering $50,000 more. That's legitimate to say. I should go to the neighbor and say, can you match that? If he's not going to match that, I'm not going to lose money. But if they're making equivalent bids, they're both offering me the same terms, so then I'm mechuyev to sell it to the bar mitzvah. Why? It's the right thing to do. Yosher dictates that should sell to him. Vasis ayashra tov, the Gemara says. That's the positive teaching of the Gemara. It's not gneva, it's not gazela. I don't owe him anything. He doesn't own anything. It doesn't fit into any of the lavin. There are plenty of lavin that have to do with honesty and integrity and OPM, other people's money. A lot of lavin. That's important. I think I told you, right? The famous story of the Chasam Sayyid, the Chafetz Chaim. The story of the Chafetz Chaim. The Shaychet. Guy comes to Chafetz Chaim. Shaychet comes to Chafetz Chaim. And he wants to get his bracha. He's thinking of leaving. Shechit is going to open a shop instead. He wants to get a Chafetz Chaim's bracha. So Chafetz Chaim says, I'm glad to give you a bracha, but tell me, like, how come you're... I said, well, tell me what's going on in your life. Is everything okay? How come you're, you know, considering this career change? says everything's fine, but just I have a job. And I'm not getting pushed out of my spot in Shochet. It's just the stress is too much. Like, every day, if I make one mistake, and I one animal, I messed up the shechita, and I thought it was kosher. I didn't realize that I trafed up the animal. I missed the problem of the lungs. 20, 30 people are eating nevelas and trafers because of my one mistake. The stress is just, it's too much stress. I can't handle it. I gotta get out. It's going well, but I just can't. My mental health will do better in running the grocery. Chavos Chaim is supposed to report that I said to him, look, Reb Yud, if that's what you want to do, my bracha I certainly give you. If you want my advice, if that's why you're leaving Shechita, your concern is the anxiety of violating the din, it's a lot safer to stay in Shechita. He said, how many Esurim can you violate in Shechita? One or two? Nevela, Treif. He said, how many Esurim can you violate as a storekeeper? 10, 20, 30. Gazela, Geneva, not pay people back on time, it dissolves weights and measures, and. So there are many, many, we sometimes forget the fact that the halacha has plenty to say about other people's money. Halacha has plenty to say, not midas chasidus, the din, lav and the chumash. There's a lot to say, but the halacha baruch hu expect normative expectations, not listening to Rishonim, normative required expectations, so the standard that every Jew is supposed to maintain in terms of honesty and integrity, significant. And then beyond that, says the Rambam, based on that Gemara, Basis Ayashar HaTov, Basis Ayashar HaTov tells me, even those cases which don't fall, aren't technically a violation of any of those Yisurim, but it's not yashras. It's not, you're not treating people well. You're keeping the letter of the law, but you're missing the spirit of the law. That's where Basis Yashar Tov comes in. So Sisi Kiyoshim Tiyu is the chiyuv to maintain the spirit of the law in the area of Yisrav Heter, Abayam Makam. Basis Yashar Tov is the chiyuv, according to Ramban, to maintain the spirit of the law, to seek to fulfill the spirit of the law in the world of Dini Mamnis, the world of Ber Machadero. And then Shabbos Yontif gets its own special such mitzvah. Shabbos on, or Tishbos on, or Vishmartim is this spirit of the law. That's not just to not do malacha, you have a separate mitzvah to make sure to put flesh on those bones. And to attack make it into a Shabbos to G'day, it's not just a day when you technically avoid violation of law. So that for the Ramban, and that's an incredibly important idea. And this actually goes back to what we were talking about just the other day, in terms of the 80%, 20%. Not exactly Chavos HaLavav, Chavos HaLavarim, but the notion that the values that the Kadosh Baruch Hu is conveying and communicating to us through the mitzvahs are themselves part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's expectations of us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not only expect us to do these things and not do those things. He certainly does expect us to do these things and not do those things. That's absolutely necessary, but not sufficient. That's not the whole, a very critical piece of the puzzle, but that's not the entire puzzle. HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects us absolutely to keep the letter of the law. That's most of the Tariq mitzvahs. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu also expects us to understand that there's time at the krah. The mitzvahs are conveying certain larger moral, ethical, religious principles, and in addition to keeping the letter of the law, we're mechuyev to keep the spirit of the law too. And the mitzvahs, the technical maase mitzvah, the isurim, are meant to be transformative. And that's not just like a bias chasidus or a nice idea. That's, for the Ramban, that's like Judaism 101. It's like absolute chiyuvim. This is Yeshua Tov, Kedoshim Tiyu, Shabbos Song, those are mamash chiyuvim. Where the part of Israel's expectation, it's ambitious. Now, I'm not there yet. That's true. Lots of things. That's why we hope that Israel gives us many healthy decades on this world, because he has. We hope many decades worth of missions for us. There's a lot to do. But over the course of one's life, one's seeking to excel at the letter of the law and to excel at the spirit of the law also. And it's bechad amach. That's a single halachic system. That is sort of the larger message of this very, very important Rambam. And it may be significant, perhaps in closing, we're obviously today not going to to the other half of the Ramban, this parasha, the next piece, which is about Zichron Truah, perhaps next week. Maybe. But it's worth considering, in closing, a mamish detail. Such a little detail that we would unfortunately naturally ignore. And the Ramban epis, there's like a plate of pet. He like threw it out for a moment. Earlier. What? The Shabbos doesn't appear by Pesach and Shavuos. But Rosh Hashanah it appears. It's sort of food for thought. Perhaps is number one, B'chalal. We tend to often miss a lot of the names and dates and places and details that we filter out because we think they're not so important. It's a mistake. Okay. And maybe it's worth considering. Now that we appreciate what Shabbos means, as opposed to just being a term that, okay, whatever, it means Yontif, it means Shabbos, whatever. Nikra Kol Shabbos, whatever. No. Shabbos means this idea, the spirit of law, making the Shabbos think a Yontif think a day. It's worth considering. You know, the course of Shabbos. So a worthy hachana for mental hachana for Rosh Hashanah is how come the Torah conveys this idea for the first time, introduces this idea in the context of Rosh Hashanah. Does that tell me something of Rosh Hashanah? Is it true by all Yom Tovim, but uniquely true to Rosh Hashanah? Or at least maybe at least the Torah's placement here is meant to highlight somehow that it speaks more to the theme of Rosh Hashanah? Does it tell me something about what ideas I ought to be thinking about Rosh Hashanah? Does it help to shape what part of my avodah Rosh Hashanah is supposed to be? This is, once you have Ramban's approach, then it's a sensitivity I think that's worth thinking about. Okay.